we're back. Thank you for joining Relaunch Career Associates. I'm Dawn Rossetti here with Melissa Broder. And remember to like us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at Relaunch USA. And a recap of today's show on www.relaunchcareerassociates.com. We are here with Maria Paul, and she is a global sales and operations manager. And we thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. You know, Dawn and I often sit here. We have the resume of the person that we're speaking to in front of us. And we always like to start by asking if you can just tell us a little bit about your current career direction, the opportunities that you're pursuing, and give a snapshot of yourself to the audience.
Absolutely. I'm currently seeking new opportunities in global operations, actually with an emphasis in sales operations in the technology industry. I have experience in software and hardware transactions, mainly in the quote-to-order experience as well as the order-to-cash experience, both in small to mid-sized companies and most recently in a Fortune 100 company.
So there's a lot of depth there, and it certainly sounds like you have a defined direction. What kind of experiences do you have that support that career goal?
Well, quite a few. I'll give you a brief chronology of my history in 2 minutes or less. I started out of graduate school building companies pretty much from the ground up. My most successful company, we started and built into a $50 million annual revenue firm. Throughout my career, I've done some consulting, mainly for startup and growth environments. And 5 years ago, I made the decision to move into the technology sector with a software company. I was in a turnaround environment there in a finance role. And in the last 2 years, I have been at Oracle in a software and engineered systems area, dealing with their kind of shiny, very visible product called Exadata, which many of you may have heard of. So running operations for the contracts organization in North America at Oracle.
That is such a broad range of just accomplishments. Could you provide for our listeners and potential employers who are listening maybe some of your most notable achievements, something that maybe stands out, you know, throughout your roller coaster career of, I mean, the whole career has been an achievement.
Yeah, when you look at startups
and $50 million in revenue and right. But could you probably maybe just nail down a couple for us that really stand out throughout your career?
Sure. I think in my most recent experience, having the exposure of facilitating and tracking over 100 multi-million dollar deals in the last quarter of fiscal 2011 alone was quite an experience. It definitely tested my skills at communication, at having a very broad range of vision, being able to keep my finger on the pulse of many things at the same time. Some of the other things that I think are notable happened in other environments. For example, being able to take some decisive action, in which was in a situation that was a very challenging one, a market downturn, spearheading a corporate restructuring that actually positioned us very well within a particular niche of the market and ended up increasing our profits by 100%. I've done some managing of very complex financing contracts, dealing with investors and banking relationships, and being able to very significantly increase funding rates, repairing relationships that were very much on the rocks. So those are some of the things that I'm very proud of.
It's interesting when I hear you talk about the turnaround of a company and dealing with market turn when things are not always going well, being able to have that big picture perspective and seeing where the opportunities are is such a valuable attribute.
Would you say that that's something that makes you stand out as a candidate, your big picture thinking?
Very much so. I think that one of the things I bring to the table is being able to immerse myself in the details, but have that instinct of really what is important to the executive suite, you know, what's happening on the front lines, being able to look up from the desk after digesting that and knowing that there are two key things here that need to be communicated up the chain, and those guys need to know quickly because they're impacting other parts of the business right away.
That's fantastic. So one of the things that we were speaking about earlier was how, and this was before we came on, was how failure is a great teacher. That was something that you had said. Wait, can you explain that to us?
Can I ever? I wish I could say I couldn't.
Yeah, right. Don't we all?
One of my favorite sayings, I don't know if my kids consider it words of wisdom or not, but I tell them the tuition at the School of Hard Knocks far exceeds the Ivy League. And that was my experience. One of my early companies, we had $10 million in short-term debt in pretty thinly capitalized company. We experienced a major market downturn, and that was a huge challenge. We ended up really benefiting from a particularly dark time, and that was the situation where we were able to restructure and actually increase our profits by 100%. I think it forced me to be able to look at the need to make tough decisions and make them in a very timely manner in that type of a situation. People who can't carry out those decisions fail by inaction. So you need to rise to those occasions, and those failures often teach you that you have strengths that you really didn't know you had. I don't think there's any great success story in history that hasn't had many, many failures under their belt. When you read autobiographies, mm-hmm. you'd be pretty surprised by that.
No, I think that's amazing. And I think that's what makes someone like yourself very adaptable to really any kind of environment, because you can handle the stress of certain situations. If things took a turn for the worse, then you can dust yourself off and regroup, allocate resources, and proceed, you know, and push on and succeed. And would you say that's pretty true in the environments that you were in, that you have really persevered through, you know, economic downturns, whatever, management situations, any of that? Persevering in that kind of situation, I think, is a great marketable trait. But what type of environment would you say is ideal for you to work in?
You know, in a nutshell, I think it has to be an environment where, as a member of the larger team, I have the opportunity to see the impact of my efforts. I think that's important across the board. And it's actually a win-win for the employee and the company. We all need to see our impact, and it starts with experiencing buy-in, with understanding our role, having an atmosphere that actually invites some creativity, fosters it, gives us the opportunity to build coalitions, and actually it really brings out the best in all of us. That's a very exciting part, actually, about operations roles on a global level, and with particular emphasis in sales operations, is we brainstorm. We're always looking at how to plan the new process, how to improve it, how to solve issues. And so we can see the impact as we facilitate the ability to grow the company, to get those processes in place so that we can do smarter, better, faster business.
It's so interesting talking to you, because I'm envisioning these scenarios where it's really a high stress environment. There's a lot of money on the table and a lot of staff and people involved, and you have such a nice demeanor. And it's an intangible, because you seem like you would encounter anything with such a level of calmness, and being able to look across at the big picture and digest all the information as it stands.
And I think, and not to interrupt you, Melissa, but I think that's something that is extremely marketable. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we come across so many clients that, you know, it is a frazzled situation. you know, dealing with a lot of that money, a lot of that responsibility, a lot of the changing environments, a lot of switching gears. Mm-hmm. And I just can't emphasize that enough, that it's such a pleasure even sitting across from her. It makes me want to slow down and talk like I'm not, you know, from Boston.
So what kind of work environments have you found that you've been able to be the most productive in the course of your career?
You know, I'd have to say ones where I am in the fray, even though I sound calm, and I am. I am calm under pressure, but my mind is going a mile a minute. I like a dynamic, changing, growing environment, one where we can all roll up our sleeves and jump in. Mm-hmm. Let's make it happen with an eye on best practices, always, of course, following the policies of the company.
Since you often have been in the hiring manager seat, in the current economic climate, what is the key quality you would look for in a candidate?
I would have to say natural ownership and also a sense of urgency. What I mean by that is that I would want someone on my team who treats the company as if it's theirs, that they naturally have that point of view. When I work for a company, I approach every decision with the point of view of what's best in terms of the company's overall mission and welfare. We need people who will think to the next step, who will say, wait, what does this mean for the overall deal? Not just get the deal done, but is it structured the right way? Are we doing it in a way that's going to invite repeat business? Are we following the policies and practices of the company and their mission statement? Urgency, that's a make or break quality, in my mind. It's the seize the moment, get things done, how do I make this happen? I have found that all people at the top of their game have this sense. It's a common denominator that I think we see time and time again. It doesn't matter what their discipline. It could be a doctor. It could be a tattoo artist. Mm-hmm. It could be a management person. I think that wanting to really make a difference, find a way to get through those roadblocks, there's an obstacle. I want to hear from someone on my team. I tried to get over it, under it, around it. And now I'm thinking we can try this. What do you think? You know, seize it. Find a way to make it work. And again, the wisdom comes with making sure the deal works within good business practices. As a contracts manager, I was certainly charged with that responsibility, with making sure the deal succeeded within the parameters that obviously are important to the legal and the financial teams that are the watchdogs in any company.
That's really, it's fantastic advice for the job seeker. I'm thinking from the interview perspective, what you're conveying about your passion for what you do and how you want to make a difference in take ownership of the company. And then I would flip it and say, as you've done this work as a consultant, what sort of advice do you give to growing companies from the company standpoint?
I think growing companies need to make sure that they focus. And also that they invest in energy. Focus, keep your eye on the prize. Focus on what you do best, what makes sense for your spot in the market. Sometimes, especially in the technology sector, the leader of a company that will be the founder. It will be the idea guy, the engineer, who has a highly creative mind and probably has a flood of ideas. Don't try to do everything at once. Someone in that situation needs a gatekeeper, the operative who brings it back down to reality, often the finance or ops mm-hmm. side of the business. We have one budget, one mission. Let's start there. Sometimes you need to keep your other ideas in your vest pocket for the right time. So focus. Do what you do best. Investing in energy, that means engaging the right people. Look for that attitude. Look for the brightness. Be picky and build teams. Let people combine their energies and encourage that synergy. It's not just a chemical event. It's a people event. Don't be afraid to invest in quality people. I think it always makes for a productive and positive environment.
before we have to wrap up, Marie, I just have one last question for you. As I'm listening to you explain the methodology and how to go about this, would you have specific advice for a larger company? Say, I know you have experience working with multi-million dollar companies. What, just quickly in a nutshell, what advice would you give them?
I think communications is one of the biggest challenges and has to be a very key issue for the multi-billion dollar companies. It's a cornerstone in any environment, but I have to say that one of my former CEOs used to tell me I could deal up, down, and across any organization. And as executives, I think we all need to do that. With the demands on our time, the amount of information coming at us, this objective sometimes suffers. But if you think about, as a director, you have a responsibility to know what's happening on the ground, what the pain points for the frontline managers are, and communicate that information. Sending that information to the right people makes it exponentially more effective. Know what happens in the upstream and downstream teams and pass it on. One last rule of thumb, if a problem doesn't get solved in 3 emails, pick up the phone. Get on the phone and hash it out. Don't wait.
Mm-hmm. That is
I think that should be advice for everything in life.
That's a running joke between Dawn and I, the email versus phone call thing. So you struck a chord here. Maria is a global sales and operations management executive. She has a valuable combination of financial acumen. She's got advanced negotiation skills, sales skills in the technology sector, business development experience. So Maria, before we go, can you tell people how to find you?
Absolutely. All of my contact information is on my website, which is mariatpaul.com.
And for those of you that would, if you forget, or you can check out our website as well, www.relaunchcareerassociates.com, and we will have a link to Maria's segment there.
All right.
Go ahead. Nope. I just wanted to thank Maria for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Maria. Take a quick commercial break. It is 76 degrees outside, Tuesday morning, 11:40. Back with more Relaunch's Career Forum right after this. Don't go away.